ídolo.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese.
I'm sorry, that's NXT champion Joe Pisano.
Wait. That's Joe Pisano playing the role of Josh Reese today. Who are you playing, Josh?
When the shit does he get second billing on the NXT fucking show? This is my show.
He's my brother.
He's my brother.
He gets third billing.
I co-created some of this.
You messed up by not being my brother.
And it doesn't matter. I want to welcome everyone.
Every day. Good job. You ruined it again.
Josh, I have a surprise for you, Josh.
To a happy reset.
Are you ever not going to fuck it up?
Never.
Never. You're never going to not screw
it
up.
It's fairly disappointing.
I want to welcome every day, everybody, to the day.
Look, I just woke up like an hour ago. I only have 7 hours of sleep.
I woke up like a half an hour ago. I watched the Andre the Giant documentary when I got home last night.
Oh, how was that?
So I went to sleep late.
I got through half of it and I fell asleep last night.
Was he really not 7'4" tall?
No, he wasn't. No.
Oh, how tall was he?
That's wrestling.
He was like 6'4". But the point is...
He was Lars Sullivan?
Really, when you watch him stand next to Hogan, he's only a couple inches taller than Hogan. And Hogan was only like a couple inches taller than me.
Yeah, well, but Andre was slouched at that point.
Yeah,
that was the point of the documentary too. Was like that once his back started hurting really bad, he would slouch over. But like they were saying it, like you know, before he was had a lot of back problems, he was like you know 6'11", 7 foot.
Yeah.
Oh, so. The Undertaker.
Legit.
Well, the Undertaker's not 7 foot.
But I think Kevin
Big
Nash.
Big Cass.
He's not 7 foot. He's not 7 foot. I met him.
You can't teach that.
Last week. Can't teach that. I think Kevin Nash is legit up there, isn't he?
I don't think he's 7 foot because I met him a couple of years ago at Comic Palooza.
I felt like
he was tall, yeah, for sure. But
Big
I don't
Show
know about 7 foot. Big Show is legit 7 foot. They said that people say that he's actually taller than Andre was.
Yeah, I could see that.
The Great Khali, 7 feet.
Khali's like 7'2"
up there. Yeah,
he's taller. Yeah,
that's a big mofo.
Yep.
And the Giant Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's legit.
He's. Only in height.
Only in height, not talent.
It's a hair suit, right?
You remember when Andre the Giant won the title from Hogan in that crazy match, and then he relinquished it to Ted DiBiase?
Yeah. Is this where you're going to relinquish it to me?
If you have $1 million.
No.
Oh.
I have $5.
Done.
Andrew All right. is the new...
Thank you.
NXT prediction champion.
Okay, hold on.
It was the highest bid at the moment, Josh.
Hold on. Andrew... Are you sure you double-checked and triple-checked this math? How the shit did Joe
win
this?
Let me just say this.
He never watches NXT.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Josh. I secretly watched more than you think, and I went 5 for 5 on the matches that night.
And let me just say this, Josh. I did not triple-check it or double-check it or check it.
We just assumed that since I got all 5 matches right, and a lot of the stuff in the ladder match. How many matches did you get right?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got a shit ton of matches right for the main card. I think I've won that title.
Well, you did not submit your scorecard for that.
Are you kidding me? I did an hour-long Facebook Live with our WWW Universe.
All right, where's the sheet?
I'm bringing it next week. I'm bringing it next week.
Why didn't you bring it this week, dummy?
Come on. I should win just for picking Brock Lesnar to retain.
By the time you bring it in, the title's going to change to someone else anyway.
Did you really pick Lesnar and Styles?
Yeah.
Huh.
You did?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Who'd you pick out of Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens?
I picked Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
All right. Then you lost.
But seriously, I think I should win.
Did you pick Charlotte?
No.
That would have been such a Josh thing to do.
Mm.
Yeah, you should have won the WrestleMania scorecard. It was like all Josh picks.
I think I should have.
We'll have to double check it.
So, look, we didn't get your opinions on TakeOver, Josh. What did you think?
TakeOver was pretty fucking badass.
Best show ever?
It was... It's hard because it feels like every single NXT TakeOver is the best show ever. But this one is currently the best show ever.
No, I'll give that to Josh. That's kind of true. Every time we watch an NXT TakeOver, it was like the best one we've seen. Just, I don't know how you could top this one.
That's what I said after the last one.
Two of the matches were perfect matches. Yeah.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah. The first one, I mean, the ladder match, and then Gargano Ciampa.
Yeah.
And then the turn of Roderick Strong.
Amazing.
I mean, how long have we been asking for that, Josh?
Didn't you, like,
wiggle?
Just...
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Were you excited when that happened?
I was excited.
Did you watch it live or did you?
I watched it live.
Good, good, good.
It was amazing.
So you're like, oh my God. Nowhere.
What the fuck? No, I didn't watch it. And you told me to stay off of spoilers.
Yeah.
And
you were
behind. I was behind. Oh, right. Like, I was behind like 30 minutes or something.
That was great. It was great.
And then you were like, oh, our boy's grown up.
our boy's become a man. Like
all grown up.
It was like a proud parent moment.
It was.
Like, oh, you finally turned heel.
Way to go. Yeah, because when that first happened, we were so disappointed when he didn't join. And of course, I'm sure
that's
just because of Bobby O'Reilly.
Kyle O'Reilly. When the fans want a heel turn at NXT, they get it.
They get it.
In WWE, they don't get it.
No.
Bobby Roode will remain a face.
Reigns will remain a face.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? John Cena needs to go to NXT. He'll be a heel there.
Oh my God!
Of course he would.
Immediately,
he'll be AA and make a wish child.
Heel champion.
Yeah.
Look, the championship match between Almas and Black wasn't the best championship match I've ever seen, but it was amazing. It was still great.
Right.
And the fact that Vega got involved and did some of her Hurricane Ranas and stuff, it was great. And the ending. What a great ending that you haven't really seen, where Almas saves his manager,
right,
and then gets kicked in the face for it.
It was amazing.
It was kind of like a weird face heel thing, and then
especially because she was interfering so much in that match, like more than usual. So yeah, it was great.
So
yeah.
Were you upset that you again picked another Ember Moon match wrong?
Of course. Well, I figured I would get it wrong.
He's over.
And I just really tinkered with... I really screwed myself because I originally had all those picks correct and then I changed it because I thought about it too much.
Oftentimes in wrestling, and I'm the worst at this, is when you look at one of your picks after everything, you're like, yeah, that's the most obvious pick in the world.
Exactly.
I think Ember Moon was that. Like she had to lose. Like, why would they have this match again?
That's what I was saying.
Ronda Rousey's debuting.
I was saying that on this podcast for so long, and then I even said when they announced the North American Championship, I was like, oh, that's Adam Cole's title.
Yeah.
And then I didn't pick Adam Cole.
We both picked.
I didn't pick Shayna Baszler. And then for the tag team match, I was like, oh, how great would it be for the Undisputed Era to win the Dusty Cup without actually being in the Dusty Cup?
Yeah.
And then I didn't pick them either.
Yeah.
What was your thing on Ember at the very end? Like, why did you write her name? What made you change?
I just the fact that Shayna Baszler doesn't really wrestle. I mean, even in this match, she did not really wrestle. It was just her trying to go for her Kira Fuda lock the whole match.
Yeah.
And then she finally got it in. So it's like, that's literally going to be her matches.
And that's funny because of what the promo she does on NXT this week, where she's like, it's going to be about wrestling.
Well, not for you.
Not for
you.
I will say that it was out of the 15 matches that they had, the best of 15, that was the best match that they had so far. I'm happy that they don't have to do this anymore.
I think the last match, it was last takeover, right? Their last big match. That match was better because like you thought Ember was dead. You thought Ember, like she was in the hold for like
5 minutes.
Seemed like 5 minutes long, and she still won. Like,
right.
That was more of a better match for me. But again, this was the only low point. But at least a title change. Like you even have that. Right. You're like, imagine if it was a crappy match and Ember retained. Like it was like no, it was a match.
Right.
But there was a title change,
right.
So you're happy just the fact that there's a title change.
And then Johnny Gargano and Ciampa.
The story.
Were y'all booing when Ciampa came in?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
The whole place was legion of boos
with no music. All the chants.
Why? I think they should do that. You know
more
what?
Often?
That's what they should have did with Dolph Ziggler instead of the stupid record.
Yeah,
they kind of did for like 2 weeks.
The thing is,
Dolph Ziggler
doesn't have the heat that Ciampa has.
Right. Because we love him. We love Dolph Ziggler.
Right. Exactly. Like,
and we love to hate Ciampa.
Legit heats.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have the balls to do that in the main roster. Just let someone come out. And, okay. Whatever.
If Ciampa takes this much heat to the main roster, whenever he turns face, he'll be over as anybody because he's got so much heat.
Right.
The people that you love to hate the most, that's who become the greatest faces.
Yep.
I will say, at the end of the match, when it looked like Johnny Gargano was sitting down with Ciampa for a second,
yeah,
I thought that that's where they're going to like rekindle. You know, like hug, like, oh, I'm so sorry. Why are we doing this to each other?
Well, but your feeling was, don't fall for it, Johnny.
That's what it was.
Don't fall for it, Johnny.
Right.
We know him, Johnny. Yeah. Johnny.
It was great.
Johnny. We know him, Johnny. I actually thought maybe this is where he loses because he's an idiot. He's too nice. I'm like, oh, that's how they do it. He pulls on his heartstrings, and that's how he beats him.
Right.
But it was so great with the knee brace. Oh, my God.
Oh, right. Greatness. Right. The picture right
there. As soon
as
he locks it in, he's like, no, that's too much.
Oh, yeah.
That hurts really badly.
Yeah.
So, great.
So, give me y'all's thoughts on Aleister Black as champion. I mean...
Won.
No. I know that. But I always look at Aleister Black as like the badass that doesn't care about anything. But... afterwards, he was like, oh, fuck yeah! I finally did it, bitches! I'm so excited!
But isn't Aleister Black your alternative champion? With all the tattoos, he has like his own little style. Like, he was made to be NXT champion, I feel.
Well, no, not so much that. It's just that, I don't know, he didn't seem as cool after he won it because he was so fucking excited and pumped.
He's a babyface. We thought he was going to be like Undertaker. He's really not like Undertaker.
Okay.
He's not.
Josh, look, I mean, sometimes...
Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
Hold on. Sometimes faces and heels, no matter what, when they finally get the gold in their hands... And look, I know it's scripted, but you earned that. You earned being good enough to hold the title, being a good performer enough to hold the title. So when you finally hold it in your hands, you don't know what kind of emotions can take over. So yeah, he went off character a little bit and celebrated.
Way off character.
But that's fine. I'm okay with it. Like, okay. You don't know what you're going to feel like.
Yeah, but he went way off character when he's doing short jokes to Zelina Vega, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to let him have a little personality.
Fair.
Yeah.
So anyways, on to NXT.
Yeah. Beautiful.
This, you know, these matches were filmed before TakeOver, so we already saw them live.
Yes, we did.
Josh did not.
See, I really didn't have to do much work today.
Not really. We watched like four promos. That's what we came here to talk about.
Yeah.
This will be over in 10 minutes, guys.
So we have Kairi Sane versus Lacey Evans. And of course, Kairi gets the win with the insane elbow.
Yep.
Lacey Evans, you know how I like her. She looks really hot in person.
I dig that uniform, the military uniform. What she normally wears, I think, is shit. But
she was,
I kinda like that.
The baby was, of a bugle boy, a company beat. She's one of those girls from like the
1950s. No, but she was a Marine. She was like a special ops Marine.
Oh, no shit.
They were like, they were saying like that's like compared to like SEAL Team 6 people. Like she was like a legit.
But then they make fun of her by putting her in like I'm just the girl, but I wait for the boy. Like it seems like. Like, put her in that. Put her in SEALs Team 6 outfit, then.
That's what I was hoping for. Like, military fatigues.
Maybe they'll think, oh, she'll go way too over if they put
She's
her in
like a Southern Belle, yeah.
Yeah.
She needs to form a team with Ciampa. They can both wear military fatigues.
Nah, she's hot. Leave it like that.
It's yeah. Yep.
So next up, Kathy Kelly tries to interview the Undisputed Era after their victories. And she asks Adam Cole to comment on what happens. But Roderick Strong whispers in Cole's ear, and they all walk away. What do you think he said?
Hey, fuck this. Let's go drink.
And Cole acts like he said something profound, like, oh, yeah, let's go drink. Yeah, you're right.
Mr. Weagle said we can't talk today.
I'm sure that in theory, the character probably said, hey, let them keep thinking, man. Well, we don't have to tell him nothing.
Yeah.
We're the Undisputed Era.
Hey,
and that was cool. I liked it. I was like, oh, that was different.
Well, and in that moment, Adam Cole was holding the tag team championship still.
He was. But then there's pictures later with Triple H.
Right.
Where Strong has the title.
Did you notice what Triple H was doing in that picture? Mm-mm. He was doing a two sweep.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm.
He had his arm over Adam Cole, I think. And then like you could see it. He's like two sweeting. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Next up, we watch the Authors of Pain's debut on Raw. They show the highlights, including pushing Ellering away. And then Mike Rome interviews them after. Ellering confronts Akeem and Razor. He's like, what are you doing? I came up with all the plans. And they're like, fuck you, bitch.
Vince, we now know how to read.
But hold on.
We know
one
you don't
want
to travel.
Which one spoke?
Oh, I don't know.
So the one on the left spoke, but then the one on the right never spoke.
Yeah.
He was like,
He's still learning English, Joe.
And then Ellering comes in. Yeah, that wasn't great. Like,
that's exactly what I said, right? When they go to the main roster, he's not going to want to travel.
No. Yeah.
But it's a shame because they look, he makes the look.
Right.
Like, he just sells it so well.
Well, yeah. It's unfortunate that he taught him about the Book of Pain.
But he used to be, like, watching Ellering like this, like, Ellering was, like, a great personality and tough. Like, you know, this is a shell of the old Ellering. Yeah,
he looked like a old guy I don't want to fuck with.
I kind of, a part of me likes the fact that that's an NXT only thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no. No,
because you know
WWE's not cool enough to have Ellery.
You know, either way, they'll ruin something about them because they are NXT guys.
Yep. Yeah.
Although Vince loves his monsters, but we'll see.
Loves his monsters.
I will say you must have been happy about the way Mike Rome was doing this. Rome. There we go. He was. He looked terrified when he was talking. Jim Rome's son. There we go. Yeah. Fuck you.
Okay.
Jim Rome's son's 18. I know because he was born like the same month of Joey.
Yeah.
Does he really have a son?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is it really Mike?
I have that same thing with Conan. His firstborn was born like the same week as Amelie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. Aww. Okay. So anyways, where are we? Yeah, they're not with Paul Ellering anymore. Maybe he'll do... I wonder if he'll do anything else in NXT. Maybe that's it for him. I don't know.
Manage a team
Manage
later?
Heavy machinery? And trying to, like, keep them under control. No, guys, you're not listening. Oh, stop.
Chucky. No.
That'd be funny.
Read the Book of Pain.
Yeah.
You're reading the Book of Steaks. What are you doing?
The Book of Sticks. So next up, Kayla Braxton interviews Shayna Baszler after her title win.
Yeah.
And, her promo was pretty weak.
Was she a face? As usual.
No.
No, but, like, she was just trying to explain herself. And this is about wrestling.
I didn't understand it.
Okay.
She mentioned Ronda. Like,
everything's going to change.
This is what we do.
We wrestle.
Right. Everything's going to change. Like what? Well, I have the title. Oh. Well, that's different. Yeah.
Ronda will probably have one someday. So there's two titles.
Exactly.
Who does she beat first?
Who, Shayna?
Mm-hmm. Because obviously there's not going to be a rematch.
Kyrie, right?
I guess.
There's like, who else is
probably Kyrie Sane,
legit there? Loss. I mean, like Nikki Cross, but she hasn't even been.
She hasn't been around.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. Then next up, we watch Ember Moon's Raw debut. Mike Rome interviews her after her Raw match, and she's so happy to be on Raw. And she says she also knows how strong the women in NXT are, and one of them will dethrone Shayna.
They'll do what I couldn't do. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Dakota Kai, she won't get her arm broke again. She'll be fine.
And then Nia's like, welcome to the party. Come on.
Come on, bitch. Let's get a drink.
Let's go.
And all of a sudden, they're best friends.
Yeah.
Despite, you know, we never saw them together ever.
Never.
Never in NXT.
Ever. Maybe but they're besties.
They are.
So
maybe it's a Divas thing.
I don't think Ember Moon will ever be on Total Divas.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's what you said about Mini-Me, but Mini-Me's on there.
Mini-Me.
Mini-Me.
Alexa?
Alexa Bliss.
When did I ever say she would never... I said Sasha.
Oh, Sasha.
Sasha has stated she will never be on. She's a...
Fair.
She's not up for that bullshit.
Not for me.
Yeah. Next up, we have Heavy Machinery versus Sabatelli and Moss, a.k.a. Josh's two favorite tag teams.
And this was fun live.
It was amazing.
The Heavy Machinery, the littler guy, what's his name?
The littler.
The one Dozovic? That looks like a trash can?
Dozovic?
Yeah.
Bulldozovic? Is that his name?
No,
it should be.
Otis Dozovic?
It should be. Bulldozovic. He's hilarious in person.
Right.
You know, I don't, those of you listening at home, or is this just on YouTube, right?
Or can you Patreon.
It? Oh, it is Patreon, yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube. Yeah, so like he comes in the ring and he's so no-necky. He's like, gah, gah, gah. Like he's just making all these weird faces. And
you love the things that sounds. Andrew hates.
No, but
in person it's funny.
In person it's funny,
I mean,
right?
I do laugh when I watch them.
But like... Yeah, you laugh. And when they were tag teaming or they were both in the ring and the ref's like, get back to your corner. Like, he walks so funny. Like, he's like, gong, 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 gong.
Well, I remember saying to you, I was like, how weird is it that he's like 26 years old?
Yeah.
You just started laughing.
Damn, is he really?
He's in his 20s.
No, the joke was about Lars.
Lars? Oh, yeah, that's
You're like,
right.
You know Lars is 28. I'm like, he's 72.
Yeah, like he's like...
He's one of those 70-year-old strong guys.
Yeah, he looks like he's the same age as Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, seriously.
So do people really pop for the caterpillar?
No, they did, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they did. But then right after that, Andrew.
Well, this match was interrupted by War Machine.
War Machine!
A.K.A. the War Raiders.
But that's owned by Marvel, so WWE can't compete with that until they're bought by
Marvel. That's
somebody.
Until they're bought,
which we'll get to. Rumors,
right?
Joe's rumor.
So there was a very loud War Machine chant until we saw War Raiders on the Titantron, and then that changed to War Raiders.
Yep.
But yeah, you could hear the War Machine chant very loud on NXT on the show.
So are they a Scottish tag team?
Sure.
I guess. Look, I mean, like they look like two Killian Danes.
I didn't love the name War Raiders, but whatever.
It sounds weird.
I'm starting to be okay
with
it.
Does it roll off the tongue the way War Machine
War Raiders.
Does.
Mm-hmm. War Death. Death War. Anything. Anything else. I don't know. Just anything.
Death Machine.
So I wonder how long they're going to be around before they get a title shot, because Undisputed Era are heels.
Yep.
The War Raiders are clearly heels as well.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Might be a while.
Might be a while.
So... Well, before we get to that, because do you think that Sanity just automatically goes up to the... Because, I mean, they're kind of like Sanity.
That's the biggest rumor, is that Sanity is going to be as part of the Superstar Shakeup.
Okay.
Like, it's the biggest rumor.
The big... Yeah. Well, not just that.
There's another rumor. Do we have rumors on this show?
I mean, we have Reese's Pieces. It's kind of like just things we talk about.
I forget it. Let's spoil it
now. We already mentioned it, so yeah.
Oh, you did?
No, I'm saying we already teased it enough.
Did you hear the new rumor that came out yesterday?
Yeah.
About Bray?
Yeah, that they're going to come up and it's going to be Bray Wyatt. Like, he's going to run Sanity.
And, like, why not
let... Like, they're going to join the Wyatt family. He'll turn on Matt Hardy.
Yeah, but, like, let Matt and Bray run Sanity. That'd be great.
Right.
And you'd have this giant faction of, are they heels? Are they faces? Like, who cares? They're crazy.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah. Is Nikki Cross going, too?
Yeah, that she'd be. She's a part of Sanity, isn't she?
Yay.
Let's hope.
Yeah, but she'll never be the champion.
Carmella didn't go with Cass and Enzo, so you never know.
Right.
Maybe they'll leave her behind to be NXT champion.
I don't know.
Here's to hoping.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
Sigh.
Well, anyways, that's all for NXT that week.
That's NXT. That
so, NXT. Who was your worst dressed?
Worst dressed was probably...
I don't know. Is there anyone that appeared on the show?
You know what?
Or am I limited to just... The matches.
War Machine.
Well, you can do like War Machine backstage promos, I guess.
I'm not a big fan of the way War Machine looks.
Hmm.
It is what it is. I don't know. No, don't like them. Don't care for them.
The War Paint?
They might win me over. Oh, War Raiders. Excuse me. Hmm. War Raiders.
No, I'm saying you didn't like their War Paint, the face paint?
No, they look weird. Like characters from Braveheart. I don't know. It was kind of strange.
That's fair enough.
I think they are supposed to be characters.
They are characters from Braveheart.
Okay.
That's the gimmick.
Not for me so far.
All right.
I want to understand why people were excited as shit for him. That's what I want to know.
Because it's always cool when a new team debuts and kicks ass.
I guess. I don't know.
What did you expect to happen in this match with Heavy Machinery versus Sabatelli and Moss? They've already fought multiple times.
Sabatelli and Moss to go over, of course.
And then what happens? That
they win the tag team championship.
That's not happening.
They get automatically added post-chase to the...
You silly boy.
My worst dress.
Dusty Rhodes Classic. Mm-hmm.
Was Lacey, because I don't like that outfit. No, I'm just kidding. It was fine. No, I mean, is it okay to say Kari? I feel like every time I'm on the show, Kairi Sane.
Well, no, if for some reason, she didn't... I usually think she looks... Well, when she takes the pirate outfit off.
Yeah.
But for some reason this week, the way she did her hair, she didn't look good this week.
Well, and then she still did she still had the whole gimmick, though.
Yeah.
In full outfit.
She's trying to find partners.
She's trying
to wrestle.
For when they come out with the tag team women's.
That's
tag
right.
Team.
I had Heavy Machinery, but, you know, it doesn't mean I still don't enjoy them.
Right.
Best dressed?
Best dressed Lacey Evans. I don't know. I like it. I dig the military, pseudo-military
it's fine.
Uniform.
It's fine because the shorts are very short. Andrew?
They are short.
Of course, Lacey Evans.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, sweep it. Yeah.
Sweep that.
Just sweep?
No, I don't like doing it.
I've already done it way too much. Worst moment?
It's the worst.
Worst moment was, I don't know, I guess it was probably the promo by Baszler. It's kind of weird.
Yes.
Forced? Yeah, I guess.
It was just weird because she's acting like she's Kurt Angle and you're not. You weren't a good wrestler.
Yeah, wear your medals.
Yeah. So, I have the same thing, Josh.
Yeah, she didn't really feel very heelish to me. I thought she was supposed to be uber heel.
Yeah, Shayna's promo.
Yeah.
Best moment? War Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, they're still, everyone expected them. They knew they were coming. And again, live, it was awesome because mm-hmm. you're like, what's happening? What's out? Because we were kind of, oh, did you notice how much the Baller Club shirts yeah. were on TV?
Yeah.
Like any introduction, anytime the guys are in the ring, like kind of like acting like, you know, like
I
the right before the match.
I tweeted pictures.
Yeah. It was great.
And
when we were both close to each other, you know what I mean? It was cool. Like when the shirts were right next to each other, it was cool.
Like when Heavy Machinery came out, you could see me talking to you, and I tweeted that out and like circled us, and I was like, "Here's me telling Joe which one's Tucker Knight and which one's Dozovich." Like
the one that looks like a trash can, the one that doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all for our awards. So now it's time for Reese's Pieces. By the way, Josh,
some lights down low.
While I remember this because I didn't write it down, did you know who played Charlotte's?
I saw this.
Slaves, I guess.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss.
And
boys.
Who else?
There's a third.
Those are the two that he would.
I missed it.
Who Dan Matha. That's why when Eric and I, saw them, they were all walking together outside of NXT on Saturday. They were all walking together. So maybe they just came from rehearsing that or something.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I'm
Hold
sure,
on.
Right? If they Hold were on. Together.
Right.
Because Dan Matha, when has he been on TV? Never.
One time. They did, this was when Samoa Joe was still in NXT. So I think this was 2016. And they played video packages of Dan Matha for like a month.
Dan Matha's coming.
Dan Matha's coming. He's going to be the next big thing. Oh my God, he's amazing. He comes out to have his match. Then Samoa Joe comes out and beats the fuck out of him. It wasn't Samoa Joe's match. Samoa Joe just came out to beat the piss out of him. And then we never saw Dan Matha again. Never. I was like, when have you ever seen that? When they do video packages to build someone up just to get his ass beat.
Right.
Never seen that before.
It's kind of funny, though.
It was. No, I was like, that's amazing. We haven't seen him on NXT since. He's been doing house shows, but yeah.
Y'all guys have got to tell me how Dan Matha was in person. Because y'all guys got to see him wrestle, right?
No, he did not wrestle.
No, he didn't wrestle.
No. I thought y'all saw some of the Access stuff. Because he was wrestled at an Access.
We didn't go to Access.
No. Never mind.
We didn't access.
Well, tell me how was some of y'all's interactions? Because you said Eric almost got a picture with...
Well, listen to the show. Listen to the last show. It's all on there.
I want to hear it for myself.
Well, then we can talk after.
They were in a hurry to get in the building, and Eric asked for a picture, and Sabatelli was like, yeah, later. And they walked away. And, you know, of course, he was just saying that to get out of it, but they were in a hurry.
Yeah, they could have. There was no one else around. They could have given him the picture. But
okay. On Reese's Pieces today, there were Dave Meltzer gave his star ratings for, you know, TakeOver and WrestleMania.
What'd he say?
Do you believe that any matches on TakeOver got over 4 stars?
I've already seen them.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes, I've already seen the ratings.
Two matches.
Do with me. I would say yes, 2 matches.
2 matches got 5 stars for Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, the first and the last, right?
First and the last.
And then what first about the rest of them? The Baszler got 1 star?
No, Baszler still got 3.25.
That's stupid.
3.25.
What about the tag team?
3.25. And then Aleister Black and Cian Almas got 4.25.
That one I agree with too. All right,
now here we go to WrestleMania.
Don't go through each one.
We won't.
Any 5-star?
No, no 5 stars, good. But
wasn't
there
the best
was...
One, wasn't the best rated one Ronda Rousey?
Ronda Rousey got 4.25 stars.
What is this, like?
Now, hold on. What
That's
do you think?
That's what he's always done.
4.25 stars!
40 years, that's what he's done.
That's what from do you Star think? Search.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon.
What do y'all think Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar got?
I've already seen these. I think
Oh, you saw
like
that
three
too?
I don't know. I don't know. So I'll say 2. I don't know. This guy's a mark. So 3.25.
It's 3. Three stars for Roman Reigns
Mark Metzler.
He usually hates WWE. He loves New Japan stuff. Yep, like he usually doesn't give 5-star ratings for WWE. But did you see? I met his co-host on his podcast, Brian Alvarez.
I saw that. I was wondering who that was. I was like, who's that short little Mexican?
On the Andre the Giant, he's on there.
Yeah.
And he looks awful.
Yeah.
He's got like things all over his face.
He looks diseased.
Like coming out. Like he's a weed.
Like it
looks like
Groot.
Groot from the Guardians of the Galaxy. Lord.
It looks like he has like syphilis on his face.
Oh Jesus, guys!
It's really bad.
I don't know.
I want to eat after this. Damn.
I think HD cameras have changed how we look at people.
Well, did you notice? Well, did you? You only saw half of it, right? But they show Carrie Eels. How do you pronounce his last name?
Carrie...
From Princess Bride.
Oh, was he honestly? I didn't get to that part yet.
Carrie Eels?
No, it's not.
Eels? Illas?
Yeah, Ulis or something.
Whatever. Anyways, he's wearing 10 layers of makeup.
Oh, he is?
It looks terrible. It's like, oh, it looks so bad.
You can see it now. Might as well not wear it or just put on a thin layer.
Yeah, and it's just a close-up of him. It looked really bad.
So apparently the seats for the Greatest Royal Rumble pricing, or are you going to go there?
Go ahead.
I don't want to steal your Reese's Pieces thunder, but $2. You can get a ticket for $2.
Huh?
And this will be the first event where men and women get to sit together.
Yeah, but isn't that...
Sit together.
Isn't that theater like 90,000 people?
Still.
It's apparently like a huge theater. Maybe that's why they're so cheap.
Well, the
but
the
there's
lower,
no, the flooring, there's not a ton of floor seats.
The lower section tickets are $8.
Well, that it's $80 for...
well, are people poor in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. They
are. I thought they were rich. Everyone isn't that
the... No, the super rich are rich. Everyone else is shit poor.
Right.
But doesn't like everyone work for like Exxon or something like
that?
Yeah,
they work... Yeah.
Yeah, slave labor. That's what that's why they're so angry at everybody.
Oh, geez, Louise.
So, but $8 to them is a lot.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, can I get to my rumors, or are we still Reese's
Pieces? We still got Reese's Pieces, Joe!
Get to
Let me finish Reese's Pieces!
Go.
Jesus. All right. So, the WWE is announcing new shows coming up, including a second Mae Young Classic. What?
Right.
I know Andrew's excited.
No, I'm not.
They're also going to be doing a King of the Ring, which will be UK specific.
Oh, my God.
Specific?
Why go? Because they have a king?
And they don't. They don't have a king.
It'll be a tournament. Along with that, Camp Ride Along, Camp WWE is coming back. That was a really good show.
No.
Never watched it.
Ride Along. I enjoyed it. Edge and Christian show's coming back. Table for Three, story time. And they're doing a couple other things, which I think is good. You know, you love the Kevin Owens 365?
Yes.
They're in an AJ Styles 365.
Very cool.
Well, I guess they're currently filming that.
Right.
But yeah, that should be good.
They got the Hardys Woken, and then, of course, Raw 25, and then Ronda Rousey. I think I'll watch a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, for sure, the AJ Styles and maybe the Rousey one.
Rousey.
That'd be cool, yeah.
I don't know if I want a Raw, like a WWE 24 and how fucked up Raw 25 was.
Right.
I mean,
look at these fucking idiots. We're going to have them pay.
It was bad.
It started so great with Stone Cold, and the rest of the show was terrible.
Garbage.
Ugh.
Go ahead, Joe.
So
I'm done with Reese's
Pieces. I came up with this rumor, and it literally just came out of my mind. And I know when I told Andrew, he was like, what? Like, and I didn't say this on the main show, I don't think, but
okay.
The rumor, hot rumor is WWE is about to be sold to Disney.
Yeah.
And that's why the show has been just like popcorn-y and doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. But they're going to keep NXT separate. They're going to hold back NXT. And that's why NXT has been so amazing. They're putting like all their eggs in the NXT basket.
I would hope so.
So WWE will be sold and then it'll still be the same, but even more PG. It'll be G now.
Right.
And, you know, John Cena will be champ all the time and stuff like that. But NXT will just keep going and be very awesome and run by Triple H. That's my rumor.
Well, that's amazing.
That would be nice if that happens.
I don't know. NXT's always been great,
Triple H
though.
Would probably have to, like, buy NXT from WWE, I guess. But,
Well, tell me this.
Yeah, but Triple H would get rich off of his stock stuff. Not that he's not
Triple H wouldn't have
rich.
To buy it. Vince can just say that you're not buying that part of our company, and then Vince would still own it, and Triple H would run it.
Yeah.
This is what I want to know. If NXT, of course, is a separate brand and was on TV, say on a Wednesday, would it like it is now? Would it compete numbers wise with Raw and SmackDown?
If NXT was on Wednesday,
sure.
Would it compete numbers wise,
or if it went head to head with Raw? Like
I think
it was
now,
CNA.
I think in the next 3 to 6 months it would.
You'd have to. Well, we were talking about that as well.
If it was live,
that if you made NXT live and just literally made it the third brand, like it doesn't have to be the minors because it's really not anymore.
Right.
A lot of their people were old. Like, you know, Nakamura was there. He was like in his late 30s at
Bobby
the time.
Roode.
Bobby Roode as well.
It's still who's next in the company, which I'm fine with. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be the young guys. Just who's next.
But I'm saying you could do that. You can just literally make it the third show and then, you know, have anyone be on NXT. Like anyone
could
be there.
I wouldn't want to do that. I think that would ruin it. I think it would be another SmackDown if that were the case. I think if you keep it as is and put a live hour, even just 1 hour, I think that 1 hour would go up against any best hour of Raw or SmackDown.
But opinion. Yeah, if you make it live though, then they're literally competing for ratings every week, where it'll be like,
that's true.
It'll be like Raw or SmackDown, where you have to have everyone on the show every week because you're competing for ratings. And then it's like, oh, you have to have these high caliber matches to compete for ratings. So just like, that's like why we've seen Seth Rollins and Finn Balor fight each other so many times over the last few months. Because it's like, oh, well, this spot gets good numbers.
Yeah, but that kills ratings when you do it 100 times.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's their logic. I think NXT is a little bit different because it is only an hour and there is so many different titles.
But the fact that it's not live, that's why it gets to be better, because you don't have the same wrestlers on every week. Because they film three shows in a row and you don't have the same thing every week.
I just want to come to a point in the NXT journey where we can fucking get away from spoilers. You can go online and find out what's happening in the next six shows. I don't want to hear that. You know, you don't have to run into these problems.
But how often do you
live.
See spoilers, Josh?
I saw a couple spoilers, and I've sad when I heard them.
I'm okay with it as long as the takeovers are amazing, which they all are.
Yeah. They all are.
Whatever, I'll deal with it. Nothing ever that big really happens on the normal NXT shows, which is the point. They save it for TakeOver. They save these amazing moments for TakeOver.
Fair.
So, yeah. Anything else, Josh?
No.
No?
I'm done. I am out. I'm out of Reese's Pieces. I hope the audience has enjoyed all of the pieces that I've given them.
Let me just say this then before we go. Like,
do you have any trivia, Joe?
I don't, but let me just say this. I'm all in on NXT. I'm going to be watching it all the time now.
Good.
You've got me. You've got me watching TakeOver. You've got me watching the episodes. You've got me. I want to know everything. I think it's great. It's got great talent, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
And I'm just going to say this. I'm done watching Raw and SmackDown. So we can still do the show.
Sure.
Like, you and Eric can talk about it.
What happened?
You know, and
you can read someone else's like results and then just
right.
Hey, so how cool was that?
You guys can just tell me what happened. I'll be like, that's dumb. That's stupid. Yeah, that sucked.
Oh, what's
speaking
wrong
of not
with
watching shows anymore, before you get to fans' questions, I've yet to watch one episode of Walking Dead this year. I feel proud of myself.
Really?
Yeah, I feel proud of myself. Come on, guys, give me a pat on the back.
You know what's
past week just got good.
You know what's a shame is that the last few episodes have been pretty good.
Really good.
Shit. No! Don't tell me that! I'm going to have to start watching
to
again.
Be the man!
Oh, my God.
Woo! You've got to beat the man.
That's why I was texting you. Did you watch yet? Did you watch yet?
Once I saw that scene, I was like,
no, don't tell me!
No. He quotes Ric Flair.
He just quotes.
Does he really?
He goes,
it's a cool reason
why. To be the man, you've got to beat the man. It was awesome.
Did he do a woo?
No, he didn't do a woo, but he...
No, but like, it was so Negan. Like, Negan's cool again, the way what he did in that episode.
Right.
He didn't have to do that.
No.
Man.
Oh my God, it was great.
Negan's a wrestling fan, now we know.
So I got to watch this?
Yeah.
Man.
Probably. All right.
I was so proud. I thought you were going to be so proud of me,
I got time for two fan questions,
Andrew.
And I got to get back to my,
a few weeks ago.
My daughter's thing. Go.
All right, Eric Edwards, my wife loves your voices. I know you just got over losing your voice, but any way you could do Stone Cold desperately trying too hard with a girl in a bar at the end of the night?
Do you want me to get this?
Yeah, you do Stone Cold, Josh.
Hey, little lady, how are you doing?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
How's it going there, young lady?
You want to play the girl?
Sure.
How's it going? You doing good tonight?
Leave me alone.
Can I buy you a beer?
I don't like bald.
Two beers?
How
about three beers? Four beers? What?
Go away.
What are you saying?
Go away.
Son of a bitch.
Security.
No, come here.
Who is this guy?
I'm going to jump you on a stack of dimes.
I'm going to walk away now.
Hey, come back here.
I don't know. That's weird. let's see. Pop culture junkie. Similar to the surprise appearances that happened on Raw and SmackDown, should NXT this week feature a couple of main roster stars returning to NXT?
No.
Like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens?
Well, that would be cool.
I would.
That would be fun. But how do you do it that it's not live? Like, you have to go put it on.
It would be spoiled immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only shitty part.
Wrecked Baron, can Josh say turbulence?
Turbulence. Fuck. No. Shut up. No, I'm not saying that.
Come on.
No.
The fans want it.
You just said it. Go.
Turbulence.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't turbulence. Turbulence.
What is it?
Stop.
Do it fast. Because that, you know, no one says it that slow.
Tubulence.
Tubulence.
I went to many years for speech therapy.
Josh, how come you don't like flying on planes? What's wrong? Turbulence.
Because they shake and they rattle.
Yeah, but there's a name for that.
I don't know what the name is.
Pilots being,
you really don't. You don't know what the name is.
Please prepare for turbulence.
With the Weagle, it's going to be okay. There's going to be a little bit of turbulence, but we're going to be all right.
All right, one more.
Jordan, Push, Fire, Barry, NXT, title match, Gargano, Ciampa, Velveteen versus Black. Oh, who does he fight? Gargano, Ciampa, or Velveteen Dream?
Oh, man.
Give Ciampa a match, a title match.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I do wonder what's going to be his trajectory now.
But
I
Velveteen feel like Dream should come out because they're a little feud that they had. Sure, that makes sense. But I don't want him to lose again just like that. I kind of like Velveteen Dream. I think he should start a little winning streak.
Yeah.
Mm. He's so talented, that guy.
Yeah.
He is.
Mike M., with Ember Moon's Reese's colored hair, is this her way of proclaiming her love for Josh?
Her real last name is actually Reese.
That's cool.
It is?
Yeah.
So the same spelling. So you're related to her.
So you can...
No chance!
No. She's your cousin?
That's a hot rumor on Instagram, too, out there, is that Velveteen Dream can get called up. That they might just fast-track him right up to the main roster. I mean, they did it with Elias.
They did.
You know?
Yeah.
After he didn't really do much in NXT.
I miss El Vagabond, though.
Gabriel Ballin, will any titles change hands at the greatest Royal Rumble show in Saudi Arabia?
Yes. Well, you have a title that's up for grabs.
Oh, right. The one thing y'all guys didn't talk about in the main show podcast, Rusev Day.
What about him?
He's going to be in a casket match with The Undertaker.
No, he's not.
So he went on Twitter and did a bunch of stuff, and WWE got mad at him, apparently, and now Chris Jericho is in the casket match.
Yeah.
You got to keep up, Josh.
I was a day behind.
And now his
day behind, a dollar short.
His social media is changing, and we're all getting scared.
He's trying to get fired again. He's tried multiple times.
What a unhappy Rusev.
Hashtag when you're too over to be fired.
I mean, how long has Neville been gone now? 6 months at least. Did he lose to Enzo? It was when he lost
right
to Enzo.
Right after WrestleMania, wasn't it? SummerSlam at the latest.
Yeah, maybe SummerSlam. They're still paying him.
Yeah.
To do nothing.
Wow. Why are they worried about Neville becoming a big star? So, like, Austin Aries is going to be bigger than Neville.
I think it's just Vince, like, you can't, I'll tell you when you can leave.
He's paying money to these guys.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
He's getting some big priced free agents, too. Like, that's almost too many on the roster again. Did we really need Bobby Lashley? Did we really?
No.
That guy?
No.
That guy has no personality.
Even for the Raw after Mania, he didn't get that big of a pop.
No.
For the Raw after Mania,
everyone
gets a big pop.
No.
I didn't know who he was. I thought he was a Black Goldberg.
He's the reason Vince shaved his head. Remember?
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't it Bobby Lashley versus Umaga? Ran the Man, Push Fire Barry, Flippity Doo Edition, Neville, Ricochet, John Morrison.
What did y'all guys think of Ricochet?
Hashtag push Andrew, the only true full-timer on the show. Oh,
not sure.
All right.
What'd y'all think of Ricochet? Fire Barry?
Yeah.
I would push Ricochet.
At this point, you have to. He was great.
Barry, John Morrison. I've always liked
bring
him
back, but bury him, I guess.
And then Fire, who was the other name?
Fire Neville. He wants to be fired.
Neville. Yeah.
He's trying
We're doing you a favor, pal.
Yeah. Let's see. Dean Cherry, who would you rather take in a fancy restaurant with you, the Street Profit, Lars, or Heavy Machinery? Definitely let Heavy Machinery.
Heavy Machinery. I think we could share a lot of jokes.
I'd say Lars. I think Lars. He would just sit quietly and eat.
What?
The Street Profits would be like dancing around the restaurants.
Lars would terrify me. He probably eats really weirdly.
Yeah, but
as
long as you leave him alone, he'll just eat quietly.
Just throw a rare steak on his plate. Blah, 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 blah.
Heavy Machinery will be like throwing food at you.
Chucky, steaks and weights.
Yeah. Jose Mauricio, last one. How many NXT wrestlers will be in the greatest Royal Rumble?
15.
NXT wrestlers, yeah.
15?
No, I'd say under. 7?
5.
Yeah, it's something like that. I'd say lower.
Because I think R-Truth will still, will be in there somewhere, and that'll be stupid.
So have they announced
Hey, over under, great Khali, yes or no? What are the odds? He's been on television the last year.
I say yes.
I say 70%.
Say no.
Really?
Can you really have
if
a
If it was
greatest...
in India, then sure.
Yeah, I know. I guess it's...
How far is India from Saudi Arabia?
They're right there. It's part of that Middle East.
Whoa, whoa, Jesus.
What, did you just say they're all the same? Is that what you just said?
That's brown. Yeah. They're fine. Might as well be Mexico.
It's ethnocentric of me. I'm sorry.
I think it's xenophobic.
Maybe it is.
All right.
I say he shows up.
I'm with you.
All right. Well, that's all for the show. I got my title with me.
Which will be mine. Once I bring my
wait till the next takeover.
I'll give you $6.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Josh.
There you go. Give it right back to him.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. Andrew made a dollar, and I have my title back.
Hey.
Win-win.
Now I could finally buy that Coke I've always wanted.
How many times has Josh had this title?
Never ever. Never
once,
ever.
Right?
Oh, once? Was it one time, Josh?
So Josh and I have had it the same amount.
And what it you was meant the greatest... time in the history of the podcast.
What you meant to say was, how many more times will he have that? And the answer is never, ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever, never.
Look
ever.
At it!
One time.
Never, ever.
One time. Happy Recep Day, everyone.
We'll see you next week.
I've sat next to Josh long enough.
Is everyone just going to walk off on me? Bloop. Bloop. Happy Recep Day.
Yeah!
Just a troll.
What's wrong with